Welcome to the special report about U.S. military readiness and the failures of the USS Gerald R. Ford, which is America's most expensive aircraft carrier. I think it cost $13 billion to build, and the toilets don't work. And you've probably seen some of this in the news recently where the sailors on the ship, there's apparently 4,600 of them, they're having to stand in line for extended periods of time, like 45 minutes, just to use a toilet. And the toilets are breaking down and clogged up, and there have been some pretty disgusting videos floating around out there. Speaking of floating around, that's also what's happening in the restrooms on the ship. The raw sewage is just sloshing from side to side. So apparently that's the case. Now, first of all, there are numerous problems with the U.S. Navy, obviously. One of them is that the crew on the USS Ford, I believe their deployment was supposed to be 6 months. And yet they've been on that ship for 8 months, reportedly. So they're already held way past their normal deployment time. And so they're starting to get a little, you know, ship crazy or whatever it's called in the Navy. You spend too long essentially underground, you know, I mean, in a floating bunker is what that is. You're not sunning on the flight deck out there. You live your life in a floating bunker. It sounds horrible. Eventually you start to go bonkers. And yeah, they're not happy. And then imagine adding to that no functioning toilets, or at least not enough functioning toilets, and the smell of raw feces and everything. It's like, why did I join the Navy again? Why? Yeah, there's going to be a lot of people who are gonna go AWOL after this kind of event. But importantly, what this shows is that there's not a level of military readiness, because if the psychology of the sailors is so disrupted, they're being held too long and they can't use a toilet and it's a horrible situation, you know, how are they going to be when it comes to doing their job in whatever station they're on that ship? And I don't even know why they need 4,600 sailors to run a ship like that. I'm sure there's a good reason for it, but what are they all doing? You know, I mean, some of them are running radar, and some of them are running weapon systems. Some of them obviously are running, you know, the nuclear power station maintenance, and then the physical maintenance and everything, that, you know, plumbing, and there's the kitchen, and, you know, right? So it's a whole floating town, basically. But how are they going to do their jobs if they're not able to focus, you know? That's my question. What's the mental readiness of these sailors? I suspect it's not very good. But there's more to this story. So I did a bunch of research on this, and it turns out that this ship, this vessel, started using what's called a vacuum collection, holding, and transfer system, VCHT, because everything in the military has an acronym, of course. And this has been breaking down actually since 2023, when the carrier was initially deployed. NPR was able to retrieve documents via FOIA requests, and then the Wall Street Journal confirmed these documents, showing that the carrier has only 650 toilets for 4,600 people. That sailors have wait times up to 45 minutes, and then that engineering teams are working 19 hours a day to try to keep the toilets working. So how'd you like to be a Navy plumber spending 19-hour work days stomping around in other people's feces? Yeah, woo, that doesn't sound like a great job as the ship is sloshing from side to side. 205 breakdowns were recorded during a single four-day span of time. The problem is rooted in fundamental design deficiencies that the Government Accountability Office, the GAO, found back in 2020, saying that, hey, your pipes are too small. Your pipes are too small. Yeah, you know, I'm not going to I'm not going to get crude here. I'm not going to try to, but you know, all the sewage that's coming from these toilets, all these hungry sailors, it doesn't fit in the pipes. Okay. It just doesn't fit in the pipes. So you need bigger pipes, 'cause you got bigger bowel movements. Okay. It's just the way it is. The Navy said, doesn't matter. We're going to claim it has no operational impact, and we're just going to keep going. But now it turns out that the system, it also gets like built up calcium deposits in it, apparently, is what I'm being told, and that they have to do an acid flush, kind of like a descaling flush. Like if you live in a home on a well and you have hard water, you know what I'm talking about. You've got, you know, mineral scaling all over your drains and dishes and everything, right? Well, it costs $400,000 per acid flush to do an acid flush and try to descale the pipes. And they've done this at least 10 times on the ship, and it's still not working. And I thought, you know, since glyphosate is actually a very effective descaler, did you know that? Glyphosate was first actually developed as a descaling agent by a chemical company. They would pour glyphosate into boilers, for example, to remove the mineral deposits in the boilers, or they'd use it to remove heavy metals from, you know, pipes, sewage pipes or plumbing pipes or what have you. I was thinking they could just feed the sailors way more glyphosate, and then they would crap out the descaler. Okay. Of course, I'm not serious about that. I don't want to feed anybody glyphosate. But since Trump is all in favor of glyphosate, seems like they should be crapping out the descaling solution right there on the ship. And then they don't have to use an acid flush. They just put extra glyphosate in the, you know, in the bread or whatever, which, since the Trump administration loves glyphosate, this seems like a natural thing for them to do, right? But yeah, it's all crazy. It's crazy. But there's something else going on here that's kind of interesting. According to sources, the Navy officials have said that they have found some, quote, improper materials being introduced into the system. This means that the sailors on the ship have been flushing things like t-shirts, mop heads, brown paper towels, commercial toilet paper, and a 4-foot piece of rope, which I'm thinking, how do they know that didn't come out of one of the sailors? I mean, who knows? maybe it was a tapeworm, huh? Who knows what they're feeding them on the ship, right? But anyway, some people believe this is sabotage by the sailors because they don't want to sail into a war with Iran and get killed. Because perhaps many of them know that the aircraft carrier really cannot defend itself. I mean, against Iran's new anti-ship missiles, which are significant, by the way. So, and this wouldn't be the first time in history that this has happened, where, you know, sailors have sabotaged their own ship in order to sort of force it to dock so that they don't have to be dragged into a war. I mean, it's happened before. I don't have proof that that's the case, but when you start finding t-shirts in the toilets, you know, that doesn't sound like an accident. Like, I just flushed it and it sucked my t-shirt in. Like, dude, what were you doing with your t-shirt? Were you wiping with your t-shirt? How did your t-shirt get in the toilet is my question. What are you doing? That's not the proper way to have a bowel movement, it turns out. And then if they're finding mop heads in the system, like, what are you doing with the mop? Were you just plunging the toilet with the mop and then the head came off? Like, okay. I think it's sabotage. That's my guess, that it's sabotage. But who knows? It could be a combination of sabotage and also bad engineering, bad designs, because, you know, that's, look, the Pentagon is a giant black hole for money, where money goes to disappear into the pockets of all the, you know, the military industrial complex people who give kickbacks to senators and congressmen, et cetera. It's a giant laundering system, money laundering, not mop head laundering. It's a giant money laundering system. And it's filled with incompetent people and corrupt people. So, you know, the money that goes into the military, unfortunately, doesn't go to help the sailors or the Marines or the pilots or whatever. It goes mostly into the pockets of corrupt people. And then the equipment that ends up in the hands of the actual soldiers or sailors is subpar equipment. That's the whole story of Ukraine for the last 4 years is, you know, money pouring into Ukraine, but it's not going to the soldiers, is it? No. It's all these corrupt officials taking it, squirreling the money away and then vanishing. So yeah, same thing happens in the United States. I'm sure the same thing happens in Germany and, you know, Russia as well. I mean, it's universal, China as well, but it's definitely happening in America. So that's why these ships suck. But I'm wondering if what the sailors could do as part of the attack on Iran is the sailors could crap into buckets and then launch the buckets on the missiles. And it would be like an ancient catapult system. We're catapulting like fireballs over the castle walls, but in this case, it could be like poop buckets flying through the air, landing in Tehran or wherever. Do you think that would be effective? Would that be good? Could we conquer Iran with poop artillery from the aircraft carrier? Because all the soldiers, I'm sure they would be happy to contribute. I mean, the sailors, they can contribute to the airborne poop assault squad. But on a more serious note, the upshot of this is that the ship is going to have to apparently dock frequently so sailors can use the restroom. It's kind of like when you're on a long road trip with your kids, let's say, and then your kids are like, oh, I have to pee or whatever. So you pull over to a rest stop, right? Well, in the ocean, there are no rest stops. So they're either going to have to dock somewhere and everybody rush off and go use the toilets, which sounds like a disaster. It's like, here's 4,600, you know, poop-heavy sailors flooding into the local town. Or you're going to have to just go up on deck and poop over the side of the aircraft carrier, which would be, something similar. And wouldn't that be a photo opportunity for the modern U.S. Navy? Yeah, here we are, the most modern aircraft carrier in the world, but we have to squat and poop over the edge of the flight deck because the toilets don't work. Whew, okay. In fact, apparently there's so much raw sewage sloshing around in the restrooms down there in the lower decks that I jokingly said they should rename it the USS Gerald R. Fjord. Some of you know what a fjord is. It makes total sense. Remember Ross Perot? Well, it turns out that when he said that giant sucking sound, he was talking about the United States Navy toilet system. That's what it has become. A giant floating, it's not so much an aircraft carrier, it's a sewage carrier. I mean, they're looking for a place to dock to donate biosludge to the local farmers. Uh-huh. Yeah, and if you think that's gross, that happens in every major U.S. city where the biosludge is dumped on local farms. And the farmers are told, it's fertilizer. Sure, okay. And everything else. It's more than fertilizer. It's fertilizer plus. But anyway, yeah, that happens all over America. So we're a nation that builds giant floating sewage transport craft that we call aircraft carriers. Maybe they should just be called air crap carriers. I think that would be... I'm sorry. There's such low-hanging fruit of jokes in this topic, I can't resist. I mean, but I'll stop. Because we could go on, but I'll stop. It's just... Is this not one of the signs of the end of the empire? I mean, come on. the most advanced Navy in the world, the most advanced aircraft carrier in the world, $13 billion. Do you know in the early days of this carrier, they couldn't make the elevators work? You know that, like, for 2 years, the elevators wouldn't work? I'm talking about the elevators that move the aircraft up and down. Because, you know, they store them under the flight deck, too, right? They couldn't get that to work. No, they can't get the toilets to work. What's next, you know? The lights don't work either, so we're all in the dark. Everybody's got to have flashlights. I mean, is this a modern Navy or is this a joke? It's like a $13 billion floating joke. And I think this thing costs like $1 billion a year just to operate. Something like that. This is my guess, but it's something huge. So every day that this thing is sailing out there, it's costing you and I some amount of money. While just it's making a mockery of the total clown show of the Pentagon here with Pete Hegseth, the Secretary of War. Yeah, well, it's hard to make sailors and soldiers fight if you can't give them a restroom. And by the way, I'm not even making this up, but the crew of the ship, they have reportedly been reaching out to the A-1B Propulsion Plant Planning Yard at Newport News Shipbuilding for technical guidance. That's what's being reported here. Propulsion plant? They are going to catapult the poop. This is their plan. We don't need missiles. We're going to talk to the propulsion plant and see if we can propel this stuff somewhere. Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh. Anyway, that's the situation. Maybe Trump will call off the invasion of Iran due to the stuck toilets. Maybe some innovative sailors on the ship have prevented World War III by flushing their t-shirts and mop heads. It's like, good job, mate. You know, you stopped the war by stopping the toilets. I guess it's worth it, but good luck. All right, well, enough of that. I've commented a lot about the incompetence of the United States military, its outmoded technology, its crazy morale problems. And this isn't all Trump's fault, by the way. Trump's only been there for a year now in the recent administration. A lot of this I trace back to Obama, who really forced out a lot of the better military leaders in the Navy and other branches and brought in a bunch of woke idiots to run the military. And since the wokeness took over the military, even under Biden also, the wokeness, you know, some of these ships were having, like, you know, gay cross-dressing parades and things just to pass the time, I guess. Then, you know, competency became a second-tier priority. And this is the result of that. We have a military that just no longer really functions that well. And I think that if Trump does order an attack on Iran, I think it's going to end in a catastrophe. And so hopefully he'll call it off. And that would be a huge embarrassment for Trump and for the U.S. military. But it would at least prevent an escalation that could lead to world war, which none of us want. So let's hope the poop clogging sailors continue to jam up the toilets and maybe we don't end up in a global thermonuclear war. Imagine that. We saved Earth with mop heads and clogged toilets. Yeah, that'd be one hell of a book to write one day. But thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams here. And if you want to hear more of my analysis, some of it's more serious than this one, you can hear that at brightvideos.com. That's my new video site. In addition, I'm doing articles on all of these topics at naturalnews.com every single day. So check it out there, and thank you for listening. Take care.
Organic heavy cream powder provides the same creamy texture as regular heavy cream without the limited shelf life. Health Ranger's Select Organic Heavy Cream Powder is convenient, portable, and shelf-stable. Shop at healthrangerstore.com.